Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wake up!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Your boy Dylan Matthews having an amazing time on a Falcons Friday, hanging out with former Atlanta Falcon Mike Johnson and radio legend Ali Mack here. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Two questions for you ahead of tonight's Falcons preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. Don't forget, by the way, going to be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage with, by the way, Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. That, by the way, was on purpose.
Yeah. Ding.
Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth hold it down from 5 to 7 on the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. Then Dave Archer and Wes Durham bring you the call at 7 o'clock. And then Falcons postgame show on the network with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth as well. Rob Tribble afterwards on the Falcons flyover. So you can give your take on everything you see between the Falcons and the Dolphins tonight.
I want to see – I'm answering these questions for myself. I want to see Michael Penix's pocket presence.
Ooh.
I want to see what, because look, man, the Washington offense, when you have these spread college offenses, sometimes, and he had the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line last year. So a lot of times when you have that situation in college, you can sit back there, burp the baby, wait till your guys run wide open and unleash this thing down the field. Doesn't happen like that in the NFL. I want to see the pocket presence. And I'm actually ashamed to admit this because I just counted them off the top of my head. Number of TVs in your house?
Yeah.
I just hit the double digits in my head.
Wow. You what?
Still climbing. Yeah, I think it's 11.
11?
No, bro, and it's embarrassing to admit that. It really, really is. But it's they're unique situations. I have two outside, one in the garage, one on the deck. I have a basement that's a really big room. That room itself has three TVs. I have a TV that I race on. I got one in the playroom, one in the living room, one in the bedroom. So it's a little bit out of hand. But
goodness.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, I was counting going, dang, I got to do something about that. Maybe I might let Dylan hold one.
Do
you
donate one?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you regularly use all 11 too?
All of them. Wow. I would say.
I mean, I guess if you use all of them.
In a span of a week, I would say they all get turned on at least once.
Wow.
In a span of a week.
Okay.
And I'm ashamed to admit that. But man, it just is what it is when the kids are going crazy. I'm like, I want to watch the football game down here. I'll throw on, you know, the Incredibles down on this side or Minions or whatever. Let the kids watch that. Maybe crank the computer up, do a little racing. And then maybe I got to go work on some in the garage and I'll throw the Braves game on. And then we're out back, lounging and relaxing and, throw it on the deck.
I think it's fair that you have these on all the time because we were just talking about this off air about how when we don't hear something, it sounds like a mistake because we're so used to radio. I need noise all the time. Same. Silence is terrifying to me.
Dude, when I first started living with Lindsay, that was the one thing we would butt heads about. I'd be like, I cannot fall asleep with the silence in here. Like, you have to turn on the TV. And I don't even want it loud enough to actually hear the conversation. I just want it to sound like a muffle, just in the background. Wah, 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 like Charlie Brown's teacher. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
The way you broke it down, too, it's productive the way you use the TVs. I mean, look, one for the kids, one for you, and then all that in different areas. It's productive, so I can't be mad at it.
Here's what I say, and I know we got to get to the lines. We got plenty of callers. Here's what I say. I had this alley back in January where I had New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody online was saying that each January they turn every hanger in their closet around. Like, that's what they do.
Right.
Right. And then when they get to December, the hangers are the clothes that are still facing backwards. They get rid of that stuff because they're like, I haven't worn it all year. Why do I have this in my closet? Kind of how I feel about TVs. If I get, you know, if I go a month without turning one on, I might be like, okay, that TV can go. But I don't ever get there. They all get used and utilized in different rooms. So I'm not turning the hangers around and throwing away my TVs. You know what I'm saying? I got it hooked up. It's all good.
How many TVs do you have in your house? That is one of our wake-up call questions. 404-726-0929. By the way, I also do have to tell you this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. How many TVs do you have in your house, and what or who are you most excited to see in the Falcons' first preseason game tonight against the Miami Dolphins? For Mike, it's the Penix Pocket Present.
That's what I want to see, man. Don't dance around it. Step into that thing.
Let's get over to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to our guy, Skip, out in Atlanta riding around, man. What's going on, Skip?
I know Skip was in a bad way yesterday. Hey, you were in a bad way yesterday, Skip. Whip, whip, whip!
Boy, are you read my text. Boy, I was mad, wasn't it? Hey. Dylan, you got the same text, Dylan.
I did.
But Mike Mafia in the house. Mike Mafia in the house. Miss Princess there. Princess Mac. That's Princess Mac. Yeah, that's Princess Mac. And we got the Dylan Disciples riding with us today.
Hey, I love like it. That.
Dylan Disciples. Let's get it.
I like it.
Hey, man. I got about three TVs in the house. One upstairs in the bedroom, one in the kitchen. And I'm like, Mike, one in the garage. And then, you know, I got one in the car. My phone is, I got TV on my phone, too.
There you go.
But tonight, as I say, I want to see Eddie Goldman tonight because the last couple of times he haven't got this far. He always quit doing training camp, so I want to see what he looked like tonight. You know, after all getting hit, not hitting nobody in a couple of years, and also I still want to see my boy Harrison, man, because he's gonna be the next person that I really think that's gonna ignite this whole defense, man.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see tonight.
Nice.
And as far as the Braves, man, this next 10 games is make or break the season. We got to go at least 8-2 at the best, the worst.
On the West
8-2 or higher, because if we go 8-2, that's going to determine what kind of crowd you're going to have when Phillies come in town. Mm. And y'all have a nice weekend, man. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it, Skip.
I think the Harrison comment is what sticks out to me. And first of all, he's got a TV in his kitchen. I was not expecting. That's the one place I don't have one in my house. Not
really?
In the kitchen. No TV in the kitchen.
Kitchen TVs are actually pretty common, fairly common.
I know, but it kind of struck me. He's like, I got one in the kitchen. I was like, man, didn't even say living room. He just said kitchen. I will say this. Zach Harrison, I will be very curious to see how he's utilized. He was drafted for a different system, right? He was drafted for a Ryan Nielsen scheme, and he was an understudy of Calais Campbell. That's not the role he's been given right now. And I think and Arnaldo Bacchetti's the same way. They were drafted to do different things. I want to see how they are utilized and if they can excel in those new roles of two gapping or whatever Zach Harrison's been asked to do. I think he's going to be interesting to watch tonight too.
Yeah, really a lot of guys on this defensive line. He brought up Eddie Goldman too. Again, not getting hit after a few years. How that feels after coming out of preseason game one, if he still got that same energy about coming back this season. So I'm really interested to see a lot of people on this defensive line, the rookies as well, too. 404-726-0929. Let's keep with the phones. Let's head out to LaGrange and talk to our guy, John. John, what's happening, man?
John, what up, John?
Hey, you know what time it is, Mike.
Whip, whip, whip. But,
Don't want to sound redundant, but you know the mafia is running deep today.
Alive and well, baby, alive and well.
My wake up call is, you know, the managerial position for the Braves. I love Snit. He's a surefire Hall of Famer for the Braves, simply because we won two world titles, one with Bobby and one with Brian.
Yeah.
So he's in, period, in the conversation. Now, as far as the managerials go, I like somebody who's got a little high. He runs a little hot, but he's also cerebral. You know, first off, Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones would be great, but he's hot. He runs hot. So I need that cerebral killer. And I would love to see John Smoltz come back and be a manager for the Braves. He's brilliant when it comes to, you know, the ins and outs, but he also has that fire. I remember game 7 against the Twins. He pitched a complete game and lost 1-0. So that's my guy.
Yeah. I think that's perfectly stated. And I will say, I don't think Chipper's that guy, because I think Chipper's got young kids. He's, you know, around, I think he's got 6 or 7 year old right now. He's around that kind of lifestyle. I will say, though, going back, like, let's just call it 8 to 10 years, I would have said absolutely not on a guy like John Smoltz. The two biggest coaching jobs probably in the United States right now have just been filled in the last 5 years by people that were in the ESPN booth before. And I'm talking about Aaron Boone.
Yep.
Is the obviously the manager of the Yankees, and J.J. Redick with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Step right out of those roles and right into those big jobs. I don't think it would be John Smoltz, but more so than ever, I wouldn't rule it out.
I actually, when he brought up, I didn't even think about John Smoltz, but when John brought it up, I wouldn't mind John Smoltz either for a lot of the reasons that John listed. I think he, you can hear it when he broadcasts, he knows the game. He knows the ins and outs, not just pitching, but all around he knows the game. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. And again, he does run a little hot, but he does have that cerebralness to him. So I wouldn't say no to John Smoltz. I think it would be a solid name. I think I would still, like we were talking about earlier, Ron Washington, I think, would probably be my first choice if he was available. But John Smoltz would be on the short list.
I would never say never.
All right, we're going to head back to the phones here, 404-726-0929. You still got a little bit of time if you got a wake-up call. Let's head out to our guy, Chief, next out in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? Look here, Chief.
Hey, what's going
on? I think somebody need a TV, right?
Hey, yeah. That's right. That's right, Chief.
We got to fix this, Chief.
You know, Mike, I'm hot in these streets, right? Because I'm part of the nation, right? Hey. So I got a little fella over here off of Old National behind the flea market. You know, we got a U-Haul rental truck, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, now, you might, Dylan, you might have to clean a little sheetrock off the back of the TV. All right?
That's all right.
No,
I ain't above nothing, Chief. I ain't above nothing.
Yo.
But you know what? I got 6 TVs in my house.
Okay.
4 in the bedroom, and I got 1 in my, you know, my man cave, and 1 in the living room. So, you know, but Dylan, hey, man, I feel for you, man. And, you know, I'm glad you're working around Mike and Bo and Tiffany, because they got the big bucks. They can help you out.
Hey, that's right.
Sounds like you got the hookup, though. I need to go through my man Chief.
Hey, right. You know, hey, Chief, to your point, you know, they got me this nice Yeti for my birthday. You know, they're going to have to go to the TV next.
It says actual Dylon.
And the hometown take on it. All right, that is the wake-up call. Appreciate all the calls. And hopefully you guys have a great time taking in the Falcons preseason game on however many TVs you have in your crib. When we come back here, we are going to talk to someone very special.
Yes!
You know Grant McCauley as the Braves reporter, insider, and host for The Diamond. Allie Mack, she just calls him hubby.
I do.
She calls him the love of my life.
My hubby.
The love of my life.
That is who we will talk to next. We're not talking to just the Braves insider reporter and host of From the Diamond. We're talking to Allie Mack's husband. When we come back here on The Morning Shift, Dylan Matthews, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack. We'll be back with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio, 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Dylan Matthews having a great time with Mike Johnson and Ali Mack. And we are actually going to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline right now and spend some time with somebody that is near and dear to Ali Mack. And that is her husband, Grant McCauley. We also know him as our very own Braves insider reporter and host of From the Diamond. Grant, I have to start by asking you this. Obviously, it was not a very good outcome for the Braves yesterday. They lose 16-7 to the Milwaukee Brewers, get swept, five-game losing streak. You know it all. How comforting was Ali Mack yesterday after that Braves loss?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to give her the job of trying to, you know, console after every loss, because when you come into a baseball season, I mean, you're going to lose 54 of them right off the top. You should win 54 of them. It's the other 54 right now that I think are really difficult for the Atlanta Braves at this point. And, you know, they've got to sort it out. It's insane the peaks and valleys that this season has thrown at the Braves, and by proxy, their fans have had to kind of be on this ride, whether they wanted to be or not. 5 days ago, we were talking about the possibility that were the Braves turning it around? Are the Phillies fading back to the pack? Is there going to be an interesting final couple of months? And in the span of two losses to the Marlins and a very, very just one-sided sweep by the Brewers, we're having an entirely different conversation today.
We are having a different conversation today, Grant. We've never been on the air together, so this is kind of monumental.
It's historic is what
it is. It's historic. I actually have little butterflies in my stomach because I don't want to embarrass you.
Yes, please do.
That's not possible.
Well, you know, the other night we were talking about the Braves, and you were saying until it's mathematically impossible, they are in this. So are they in this, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, that is the truth. And I think more so when I say that, it's in the context of this is a club that believes that it, you know, should be where it wants to be. And getting there has been an extremely, extremely difficult road. And there has been no consistency to this team. So I'm not going to sit here and sell you on the fact that this club's like the 23 team or the 22 team or, of course, the 21 team or any of the other division-winning clubs before that. This just hasn't felt like that. It hasn't run like that. It hasn't had the outcomes that has had. Even when those seasons seem to be at their worst, it just seemed like eventually the Braves found that consistency and were able to kind of power through that, whether that was a huge month of June, whether it was a second-half surge, whether it was getting hot at the right time in October. This doesn't feel like all of that, and the injuries are certainly part of it, but the inconsistency is another. And now, as we look at this last 5 days, it's not just, you know, you're not looking at the offense and saying, well, that's what let us down. Yeah, in a couple of games it did, but the pitching staff is also going through it at this point. And that was kind of the, I think, the concern probably for a lot of Braves fans was, what happens when both sides go bad? And that is definitely what was represented on this homestand. And that's a very interesting question to ask as they roll into Coors Field against a Rockies team that it ain't the Blake Street Bombers. Like, we're not talking about the heyday, but Coors Field's not always kind to a pitching staff, and the Braves, I think they'd like to get things right, and that may not be the atmosphere for it.
Well, Grant, I think that's one of the things I want to talk about is what they can get right. Because, look, I think it's been an ugly few days down at Truist, but you are leaving town. You're going to get this 10-game West Coast swing before you get the Phillies back at home. Give me a couple of things, maybe two or three, that you want to see in this West Coast swing that can kind of keep hope alive. Because, I mean, look, we all love the fact that you're a glass-half-full guy. I think, you know, for the most part, we are too. But it seems like this team just has to give us at least two or three things that we can cling on to when they're out West.
Yeah, I just try to be pragmatic about the fact that you will see some highs and some lows over the course of a season as long as baseball is. There's 162 of these games, and that kind of it creates these opportunities for little pockets, I'll call them, of disappointment. The Braves have had too many pockets, though. That I think is part of the problem, and those pockets have been filled with losses, with injuries, with setbacks, and all kinds of other things. And you know, this is the thing that they've gotten into now. On top of the pitching is having some trouble, the offense has been inconsistent. Well, now you're in this string of games coming out of the All-Star break where you don't have very many days off. They've been trying to juggle the pitching staff, and they're pushing Spencer Schwellenbach back. And you know, again, you know, a rookie in Colorado, that was going to be an interesting test, and we'll see when he's, you know, going to make his next turn through the rotation. But Max Fried, you've got to see more consistency out of him. Certainly, he's got to lead the way right now. Chris Sale has been good. I don't look at his last start as necessarily a bad one, but can you get this pitching staff back on track and get the offense to finally turn over? You could have Michael Harris back. That's one thing to look forward to on this road trip. He played his third game with Gwinnett yesterday, played center field for the first time, so he's making progress. He's available, I believe, on the 14th to be activated from the 60-day IL. So there's not a lot that I can tell you that you should be looking forward to this. Everything is just going the way that they want it to. I think the Braves will be the first ones to tell you nothing has been going the way that they want it to, and it's been that way for a while, if not all season.
I got to say that this is the most professional conversation I've ever had with my husband before. I do want to ask you, I know it's frustrating. There are a lot of people crying out on socials, Grant, and you've seen them in your mentions, but that we need to make changes. They're saying fire so-and-so, get rid of this person, get rid of that person. It's usually a knee-jerk reaction, but do you think maybe people have more reason to go off right now?
No, I think it's a product of the expectations, to be honest with you. I mean, the Braves expect more from themselves. They have given the fans a team that has very much been worth watching all the way into October, and sometimes by the end of October, early November, as the case was 3 years ago. But that is their expectation, is to be one of the elite, one of the best teams in baseball. And you cannot watch what we've seen the last 4 months, you know, with April excluded, and say, this looks like one of the best teams in baseball. Now, there are reasons why, and I think you have to, if you're being, you know, honest about it, you look at all those reasons and factor them in. Losing a guy that could win the Cy Young Award a couple of weeks into the season doesn't help. Losing the MVP of the National League doesn't help either. Some of the other injuries have been a problem, but there's been a lot of inconsistency otherwise. It's hard to explain. I don't think that, and this is just kind of the way I look at it, you know, this is not, okay, well, they've had their first setback in a number of years. It's time to blow the whole thing up. I think that's just the emotional response to it. I don't think that's anything that the Braves are thinking about. I think if anything, you just kind of wonder when the hits are going to stop coming, like when these things are going to turn around for them. You know, the injuries that they've sustained have been a huge part of what's gone wrong this year, but they haven't been able to ever really seemingly put everything together with the group that they have. And they've still got a good group. And while it doesn't look very good right now, I think there are a lot of clubs and a lot of fan bases across baseball that would love to have the first world problems that the Braves are going through in 2024.
It is Grant McCauley, our Braves insider reporter, host of From the Diamond as well. Grant, I want to shift course just a little bit. It still ties into the Braves' struggles this season, but John Heyman, he was on an interview and he said that he's hearing from just around the vibe of baseball and his own sources that Brian Snicker could retire after the 2025 season. Now, obviously, you are around this team a lot, and I just want to know your reaction to that. If you think it's even a remote possibility that Brian Snicker could be thinking about calling it quits after next season.
Are we saying breaking news, a man near 70 is going to retire in America? I don't know that that's altogether that shocking. But look, Snit has done some incredible things at the helm for this Braves club. And you know, I know you guys were talking about it earlier. Is he a Braves Hall of Famer? He's absolutely a Braves Hall of Famer. You go back and look through the great managers. Yeah, there's Bobby Cox, and then there's a wide gap between the rest of the field until Brian Snitker came along and got this club back to where they wanted to be and where they expect to be, obviously. He's been a huge part of the winning, the culture, all of those things. So when he does step away, it's going to be very different. Now, different doesn't have to be bad, and I'm sure that the Braves are, you know, going to figure out whatever the best move is at that time, the best person to fill those shoes. But I'm here to tell you, they will be some very big shoes to fill in the same way that, you know, imagining the Braves without Bobby Cox after a number of decades was different. This will also be kind of along that line. So I don't know. I haven't gotten any indication that that's the case. He is signed through next year, obviously. Everything is on the table when you go through the kind of struggles the Braves did this year. It's amazing to talk about this club, watch this club, and see some of the outcomes of it, and then look and see, wait, how are they still 5 or 6 games over 500? And then they'll surge back to 11 or 12 games over 500, and you'll think, okay, well, maybe they're all right. It's just, it's been such a Jekyll and Hyde season. I don't think that this is, you know, the time for any of these decisions to be made, obviously, and I don't think that any of this is being mapped out at the moment. But again, it's Brian Snitker's career that has spanned over 4 decades in baseball. If he decides that he's done everything he needs to do, I think that he's had a pretty good one.
Grant, before we let you go, and obviously we got to get out of here, but look, we're working during the commercial break, so I'm letting Allie let you put 2 TVs in the living room. I think she's coming around to the idea. Look, Braves on one, Falcons preseason on the other, or she can watch Real Housewives on the other. I mean, I think we've got her pointed in the right direction, buddy.
I mean, there's a lot of options here. Did you do the TV census for our house yet or no?
She said y'all got, what did you say, 3?
4?
4.
We have 4. Don't look
no, at them. No. How we have 7 TVs here.
7?
We have been lied to.
What
Thank you, Grant.
What rooms don't I know about?
I was over here feeling guilty. I've been lied to.
Yep, there are 2 extras you might have forgotten upstairs, and then there are 2 downstairs, including the classic old tube TV that's just so heavy I just don't want to throw it out. So maybe we'll call it 6.5. I don't know. 6 and a paperweight. How about that?
We've got 6 and a paperweight plus 2 VCRs. No,
oh, there
yes, 2
okay.
VCRs.
Well, everybody needs 2 VCRs.
Grant wanted to show me something on a cassette one time. VCR didn't work. He popped downstairs, came back up with a 2nd
yes!
VCR. I was like, this guy's
that.
Different. I'm going to marry him.
That's how it works.
That is absolutely amazing. Grant, real quick before we let you go, man, where can the people find From the Diamond this week?
Now, I'll be on a little bit later on Sunday night, and you can find me wherever you get your podcasts, obviously, in the 2 hours of great baseball talk right here on 92.9 The Game. Later on Sunday night, I believe after 8 p.m. Will be my start time this week. We'll be bouncing around a little bit with football going on, but we'll still get you your Braves and baseball fix right here on From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available wherever you get your podcasts and the Odyssey app.
And there is nobody better to get your baseball fill with than Grant McCauley, the husband of radio legend Allie Mack. Grant, always appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your weekend. And when we come back, have you ever been in a situation where you are hurting the person you pay to protect you? Somebody has. And we'll talk about who next and why they did it on A Life of Dylan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Huh? Oh, yeah, I forgot about the song. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You
it
did
is the
forget about that center. Song.
I did forget about that song, and I said that to everybody, by the way.
Ding.
Bo, sorry, Bo.
What's the song that Bo likes coming into this segment?
It is Dr. Dre. What's
Thank
the
God
name of
Friday.
It? Yeah, I forgot the name. I forgot the exact name of it. But
Keep Your Heads Ringing.
Yeah, Keep Your Heads Ringing. It's that one. Sports Radio 92.9
sorry,
The Game.
Make sure I took care of Allie on a Friday. I know she likes country.
It's only appropriate.
This is so good.
It's Allie's last day with us, too, by the way. So we had to send Allie out on a high note.
Yeah.
So we had to do what we had to do.
And we got
to
get that corrected, too. Make sure we welcome her back at some point.
That's right.
Get her back in the fold.
We got to get Allie back in the mix.
You really like me.
Yeah. It's the best compliment I can give you. We'd love to hang out with you again.
Awesome.
You
know?
Exactly. Exactly. We've had a whole bunch of fun with Allie Mack, not only on a Falcons Friday today, but all week long. So we really do appreciate you hanging out with us. But we still got a little business to handle here on the Morning Shift. Dylan Matthews hanging out with Mike Johnson and Allie Mack. Want to remind you that Falcons preseason gets underway tonight. Game one of the preseason, Falcons, Dolphins. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, with pregame starting with our very own Mike Johnson here at 5 o'clock, along with Chris Goforth. They'll take you all the way up until 7 p.m., and that's when Dave Archer and Wes Durham will give you the kickoff and all the action of Falcons and Dolphins. Then Falcons postgame show, again with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. And then after that, Falcons fly over Rob Tribble, where you can give your reactions. And speaking of the Falcons, we're going to get into a couple of NFL notes here before we hit a Life of Dylan. Falcons, by the way, they did reveal to us what we kind of already knew. The writing was on the wall. But the Falcons did yesterday place Rondale Moore, wide receiver, on the reserved injured list with a knee injury. He is out for the season.
Yeah, nothing shocking about this. Unfortunate. We covered it yesterday. Air cast put on the knee. Don't know what the exact injury is. Sounds like it was a pretty tough one, though. You know, ending practice 30 minutes early. But, man, thoughts go out to him. Hopefully he can get back on it and make another run at this. He will be a free agent and hopefully gets welcomed back to Atlanta and gets back. But just it stinks, man, nonetheless. Not shocking to hear that news, but it stinks still.
Yeah, it's still going to be a tough pill to swallow, because this was a guy who was going to be in some way, shape, or form a contributor on this offense. Going to be a deep threat, maybe a guy we see in the slot. He could have been a friendly target, a guy who was going to have some favorable matchups in his matchups whenever he got out there on the field. So he is out for the season, and again, it is a chance for guys like Casey Washington, Nate Washington, that we talked about earlier today when we're talking about who to watch out for on the Falcons' preseason
game. You were right with Casey. Casey's a late round draft pick, and he looks like a Jesse. I'll just say that. So we'll see. Man. We'll see him in uniform tonight and see what he gets to do.
It will be interesting to see. There is other preseason action happening tonight as well. Panthers and Patriots, Lions and Giants played last night. Falcons and Dolphins, as we told you, right here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Texans and Steelers both will be playing their starters at least for a couple of drives. They get going at 7 p.m. as well on NFL Network tonight. Eagles and Ravens also. Commanders, Jets, Bears and Bills, Raiders, Vikings, Packers, Browns, Bucks, Bengals, 49ers, Titans, Chiefs, Jaguars, Seahawks and Chargers, Saints and Cardinals. They all get going.
Give it all to me, baby. Inject it in my veins. I'm ready.
Full slate for tomorrow. Broncos, Colts, Cowboys and Rams on Sunday. So that is what's going on in the world of the NFL preseason. But right now, we got to talk about me, as Squid Billy was saying. Let's get to a Life of Dylan.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. W Sauce. Baron Burton doing their thing, man. So make sure you go over to WSauce.com. They got the Bloody Mary mix done Key West style.
did you drive the W Sauce Silverado?
That's
today?
Right. I drove the
Man's Keys.
W Sauce Status Truck and Trailer.
There you go.
Z71.
Big truck, little truck.
Medium-sized truck. Make sure you go see a guy over there at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. So
I love it.
There you go. All right. Have you ever been in a situation where the person you pay to protect you, you fight them? A physical altercation.
I've never paid anybody to protect me, so I can't say that I have.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to need context.
Unless we're
going
to include taxes. I don't think I've ever paid anybody.
So. Well-known rapper Travis Scott, he was arrested in Paris after supporting the U.S. men's basketball team. He was seen cheering on the tube. He got into a physical altercation and was arrested in Paris after fighting his own bodyguard in a hotel. This is according to CNN. The police were called to the George V luxury hotel early Friday morning to break up a fight. And the Paris prosecutor's officer says that Scott was arrested for violence against a security guard that was, in fact, his own. And the other crazy part about this is that this was hours after charges just got dropped against him for another scuffle that happened a couple of months prior. So Travis Scott, I don't know if he's just too hyped up about Team USA winning or what, but don't fight your own bodyguard, man.
Allie, you've been around musicians. Why does this happen like this? I don't understand. Just stay out of the news for just a little bit.
No, here's what happened is Travis Scott was so excited those other charges got dropped. He went out and celebrated, right? And his security was trying to tell him, like, hey, man, it's time to go. Yeah. And he was not ready to go.
What are you talking about?
Probably exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think you're probably spot on. I got one question, Dylan, before we got to get to break.
Yep.
You said you saw Travis on the tube. Was the tube in the bedroom?
is this before or after you carried the tube to the bedroom?
This is before I carried the tube.
Unplugged it? Okay, so you, okay, this is before, okay, before you unplugged it and got it to the bedroom.
Actually,
okay.
You know what? This actually might have been on the second screen that I call my phone. I was watching it.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you how you could tell on your 32-inch TV in your bedroom that that it's actually him. But, man, that's good stuff.
There you have it, man. Nothing but a whole bunch of fun being had here on a Friday, a Falcons Friday edition of the Morning Shift. And we are going to wrap things up with the steakhouse and figure out what Steak Shapiro got coming up here on a Friday edition of the program. And we'll wrap things up here on the Morning Shift with Mike Johnson and Ali Mack. We'll be right back here. Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.